Tom Rogers. Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich says the jury's decision yesterday in political fundraiser Tony Rezko's fraud trial shows the system of government is ruled by laws and not people. Blagojevich gave a short statement yesterday after the jury's ruling. Rezko was found guilty on 16 of 24 counts. Lieutenant Governor Pat Quinn, meanwhile, is urging the governor to fully answer questions raised by testimony in that trial.
Anybody who's a mayor, a president, a governor, a chief executive, when something like this occurs, has the, in my opinion, duty to come forward and answer any and all questions that the people in the press have about this matter.
In a brief appearance yesterday before reporters, Blagojevich read a short statement but didn't take questions. The governor said his heart goes out to Rezko's children and wife. Illinois' Republican Party says Democrats have let voters down. As Amanda Vinicky reports, the GOP is now hoping the verdict will help lure voters back its way.
Chairman of the state Republican Party, Andy McKenna, admits Republicans were part of the problem in the past. And he says voters punished the GOP for it when former Governor George Ryan was indicted on corruption charges.
We learned the hard way. Voters threw us out of power, and so we started over with people who weren't involved in those things, and that's who's running the party today, and it's on that basis we're going to go out and try to earn the trust of voters once again.
McKenna says what happened with Ryan was a nightmare for Illinois. He says it's an enormous betrayal of voters that the state appears to be going down a similar road again under Democratic leadership. McKenna says voters should question if Democrats have done enough to reform politics. Still, November's election's expected to be tough for Illinois' GOP, as presumably native son Barack Obama will be at the top of the Democratic ticket. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Federal investigators have arrested an Illinois police chief from the Kankakee area. Jenna Dooley reports he's accused of staging a fake prostitution sting.
The U.S. Attorney's Office says in 2006, Grant Park Police Chief Scott Fitz paid a woman to pose as a prostitute. The men who solicited her were arrested and told they could pay a fine to have all charges dropped. But prosecutors say it was all a scam. Roger Heaton is the U.S. Attorney for the Central District of Illinois. He says Fitz made more than $400,000 from the alleged scheme.
Many of the nearly 100 men who were arrested under this scheme were told that they would be prosecuted by Grant Park authorities, but that they could avoid prosecution and publicity if they paid a so-called fine, usually approximately $3,500.
Fitz is also accused of making false statements and of tax evasion. An attorney at the firm representing Fitz says he plans to plead not guilty on all charges. I'm Jenna Dooley.
The National Weather Service in Lincoln predicts rivers in east central Illinois will keep rising over the next 2 to 3 days. Hydrologist Darren Hansing says the Sangamon River has already crossed the moderate flooding level of 17 feet at Monticello, and he says with more rain possible, flooding could become even more severe.
The people that are living along the river should be very aware of what the rivers are doing, and they continue to rise at the current time. Primarily, the Sangamon River is having the biggest response in our areas, as is southern portions of the Illinois River. But people living along the river should be very aware of what it's doing, and if they're seeing rising river levels threatening their homes, they should definitely consider a possibility of taking shelter elsewhere.
Hansing says the Weather Service is trying to anticipate rising river levels 6 days ahead of time, but he says right now it's difficult to predict the severity of flooding. Climatologist Jim Angel says this year to date has been the third wettest in Illinois since 1895. Lake Decatur now is closed to boating and swimming while city officials wait for floodwaters to recede and large pieces of debris to be removed from the lake. Meanwhile, the Red Cross opened a shelter yesterday for people in the Argenta area still affected by flooding around their homes. Vermilion County Drug Court has held its graduation ceremony for every 6 months, but there were more speakers than graduates at it. Drug Court rehabilitates nonviolent drug offenders through social, educational, and work programs. In this term, though, only one person completed the program. Development Director Betty Seidel says funding is one of the Drug Court's biggest challenges.
Even though you never have enough, and I don't think any agency has enough resources right now, the county has been very generous in support of this program.
Seidel says the program is able to serve everyone who needs their help right now, but if they had more money, she says it may not take as long for offenders to complete the program. It's a process that currently takes 1 to 2 years. The Vermilion County Drug Court is unique in its emphasis on family involvement. Seidel says she thinks that's one of the reasons 75% of drug court graduates do not reoffend. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 12:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA stores in St. Joseph and Tuscola. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's 9:35. Meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us in the weather office. Hi, Ed.
Good morning.
Now, we see rising river levels, and maybe we'll get some more rain over the weekend, but in the meantime, a respite, although if you're not a fan of heat and humidity, it's not much of a respite.
If you're not a fan of heat and humidity, you might as well just head up north now, because we're not getting rid of it anytime soon, and we're in early June.
So we're going to
have July and August to go after June, and
really,
we're starting June out here with the humidity.
So the heat is going to continue even though we have this threat of rain resuming over the weekend, huh?
We do. Showers and thunderstorms will return later tomorrow and continue into Saturday, and that'll knock the temperature back a little bit, but